We are back on the pregame show here this evening as we get set for round two action in Class B. Huge matchup with Scottsbluff on the road to take on the York Dukes. Talking now with Scottsbluff head football coach Joe Benson. Coach, it was great to talk with Coach McLean and Coach Hall after the game last week. Haven't spoken to you, so congratulations on the win and the fine performance. Thought maybe it was the best game you guys played all year.
Well, thank you, Chris. I think the last 3 weeks we've played great. I think this probably was the best we've played. They were an outstanding opponent. I think if we don't make quite a few mistakes, the game could have been out of hand a lot earlier. But really proud of our kids, and I think it's the practice habits are what's carrying over.
Well, let's go from the Blair win to this big-time matchup and big-time opponent. When's the last time you played a team with this many dudes?
Oh, man. Well, McCook has obviously always got dudes. Gretna a couple years ago did. Crete 5 or 6 years ago did. Scott. But besides that, it's about once a year, once every other year.
So when you watch York on film, what's the first thing that stands out to you about their team?
Big and fast. They are big across the board. They're fast and they're skilled.
Looks like they play two different quarterbacks, Coach's son and Garrett Snodgrass. They also use the West Camp kid. What do they like to do with each of those guys, and what are the differences in the type of offenses they like to utilize when those guys are in?
When West Camp is in, they like to throw the ball a lot more than they do when Snodgrass is in. When he's in, they do a lot of wildcat-type stuff. They're heavy in their backfield, and he runs football, and he is great at it.
You know, I've had some people tell me he's like a true throwback football player. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, I think if someone's going to the game, he would remind you of a Tim Tebow. He's about, I think he's about 6'4", 215, 220, and he can really run, really throw, and you can tell he's a good competitor.
Looking at their offensive line, I mean, these guys are big, 300, 295, 265, 230. How do you think defensively you can match up with that type of size? I mean, I know you're big up front, but this is a big O-line.
Yeah, I think we match up good, and we've got no choice. They're not going to change because of us. They're going to line up and do the same things they always do. I think they like to feel you out the first quarter, spread you out a little bit, and then bring you back in tight, and then I think you find two or three things that they like, and then they stay with them. They remind me of an NFL-style team.
Simon Ottey, one of their big-time running backs. I think he missed a little bit of time this year, but another talented kid that can do some damage.
Yeah, he's an All-State-type kid. They've got four All-State-type kids, a receiver, a running back, a lineman, and a quarterback. So it's going to be a huge challenge.
Offensively for you guys, didn't complete a pass last week, but really that was just a function of your running game was in high gear. You piled up another big 300-yard day offensively. Do you think this week you're going to have to find a way to hit a big pass play or two to kind of soften things up with the looks they give you defensively?
Well, honestly, yes. We've talked about that. We plan on probably throwing the ball a little bit more, and we need to complete some passes.
You know, I thought defensively last week, obviously, Keegan got things started on the right note with the pick six. He finished with three interceptions. That was a big-time tone setter.
I don't know that we've ever had a kid around here that can play the ball like he does. I think he almost baits people. He'll run the route and he'll trail or get ahead of them two or three steps, and then when the ball's thrown, he just accelerates through the ball. You've got to have those. You've got to have big-time players if you're going to advance in the playoffs.
Let's get back to this contest defensively. I know they're big and fast and physical. Where do you think you can find some cracks? Do you think you guys have the horses up front to move them around at all?
Well, you know, that's the same old thing. I said it last week to the kids. You don't know until you play the game. We're not going to change what we do. We can't do that. You can't practice for 14 weeks and then change. So we'll find out come Friday night.
I asked Coach Snodgrass about his Husker commit. When you watch the map of you kid, I mean, how talented, how good is he?
No, I mean, he's, you know, obviously he's a Husker commit. He reminds you of Garrett. He's an outstanding player.
And let's get to our key to the game tonight with Scottsbluff head coach Joe Benson. Key to the game, as always, brought to you by Team Auto Center, where you get that lifetime warranty with every new vehicle. Coach, one, two things that stand out that you have to do well to win this game.
I think we need to find a little success in the passing game, and we need to be patient on defense and make them 3 or 4 yards a crack until they make a mistake.
There you have it. Key to the game brought to you by Team Auto Center with Scottsbluff head coach Joe Benson. Cats getting set to take on the York Dukes in round two here in Class B. Coach, appreciate the time as always, and best of luck tonight.
Thank you, Chris.
And we'll be back with more coming up right after this on KNEB.